just as I was. I was weary, wounded and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Ever since that day, I let Jesus into my heart. I've never been the same. Lord, he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. Ain't God all right? And one of these old days, when this life is over, I'll be with the Lord in that new heaven and the brand new earth. No more heartaches, no more sickness, death or pain, no more tears flowing down my eyes, because God will wipe every tear from my weakened eyes. Ain't God all right? For the former things will have passed away. And he that set on the songs say, behold, I make all things new. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Ain't God all right? If you hear his voice this morning, you ought to let him in to your heart. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody will hear my voice and open up and let me in, I'll dine with them and they with me. Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'm gonna haste unto his throne. Ain't God all right? Don't be hard-hearted. Let God in. Yeah, Lord. Don't think you know everything. Let God in. Ain't God all right? If you got, yes, Lord. If you got something against your brother or your sister, let God in so you can forgive them. Ain't God all right? We're all his children. We're all supposed to be on our way to that new heaven and the brand new earth. Yeah, Lord. If we can't get along down here, how in the world? Talking about you going to heaven. But you can't even get along in the church. You're looking at folk with them funny eyes. Don't speak to folk. But yet still you heaven bound. Now in heaven they say everybody gonna be singing and praising God. That don't look like you fit in there if that's you. Are you with me? Won't be no animosity. Won't be no hate. Yeah, the day'll be howdy and never goodbye. I'm trying to hush, but God is good. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let him in. Let him in. I know you're saved, but let him in. The Laodicean, they were saved, but they let some other stuff get ahead of them. Let him in. Let him into your life. At this time, we just would like to extend the invitation. Perhaps somebody watching by way of Facebook Live or somebody in church. Jesus, during the course of this service, have been knocking at your door. I don't know if you're saved or not, but the invitation is always first to those who don't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. And then maybe you're saved, but like the Laodicean, you sort of slipped. How many of you know that you can be backslidden in the church? Come to church every Sunday and be a backslider. Amen. Are you with me? Because you're just coming. Your heart's not in it. You're coming out of tradition. You're coming because that's where you're supposed to go on Sunday. Are you with me? You missed the whole summer. And walk out the door and say, what are you talking about? Well, I don't know. He says something about let him in or something like that. If that be one who'd like to come. I don't know, maybe you're just in need of prayer, stand in need of prayer if you'd like to come.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m., For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
Our subject for discussion is titled The Steps of a Good Man. The steps of a good man. I've been preaching a series of lessons on this subject matter, and I'm suggesting strongly to all of us that God has ordered our steps. And then I'm trying to make sure you know each of these steps that God wants you and I to take. Say, for example, I said the first step for any child of God should be your salvation. Jesus made it very clear. You must be born again. Say, I got it. That's the first step. Then we talk about the next step. We say we are required to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need God's super on our natural. Am I right about it? That's why the Baptist folks saying, without God, I can do nothing. I'll be like a sheep without a sail. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Even for your career, amen, on your job, you cannot deal with all those demons by yourself. Hey, don't turn me off. You know I'm on assignment. All of us must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I want to also mention about another step as I conclude this series. And that step is called alignment. God wants us to take the step of alignment with God. He wants to do a lot of things in your life. He wants to do a lot of things in my life. But God said, you tie his hand from doing those things if you fail to align yourself with God Almighty. This house is full of needs. This community is full of needs. People need stuff. People need health. People need wealth. People need assistance. They need peace of mind. They need deliverance. I can go on and on. God is in the business of blessing his people. But in order for God to perfect his blessings in your life, you and I must align with God. Honestly speaking, I can close my book and go home. That's the Holy Spirit message to you this morning. He sent me to tell you there's so much he wants to do in your life. Stop blocking your own miracles. Align yourself with Almighty God. Tell somebody I got it. I don't want to assume that we all understand what I'm talking about. What is an alignment? Ladies and gentlemen, alignment is simply to be in conformity with God. To be aligned with Almighty God is to be in harmony with God. Let me shoot straight with you. Many of you, you're married. You're here. Some of you, you're listening to me. Pay attention. What if your spouse is not in alignment with you? Will you bless him, sister girl? No. He wants to touch you. You say, oh, I'm sick today. He wants to move close to you. Say, oh, no, Pastor, I'm going through a period. You're lying. But the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is because that spouse of yours is not in alignment with you. Even you, husband. Have you ever noticed you ask your husband for something, he has it, you know he got it, but he won't give it to you. You know why? You are not in alignment. The Bible is not complicated. We use natural things to illustrate supernatural. You know why God withhold some of these blessings? It's because you and me failed to be in alignment with God. Being in alignment with God means living in a way that matches God's standard. Living your life in a way that matches God's word. Amen. You cannot, in one way, you have your hands out, Lord, bless me. But every time the Lord blinks his eyes, you are out there doing evil. God is not stupid. Just like your spouse is not stupid. A lot of men, you think we are slow. Trust me, we are not that slow. Ain't no man going to bless you with your evil self. Oh, ain't nobody shouting today. I know I'm preaching good today. Alignment is very, very important to God. God wants you to live your life that is in sync with his standard, with his expectation, with his word. Even parents to children. Your children will come to me. Daddy, I want a Nike shoe. Daddy, I want you to buy me a car. Daddy, I want to go to Disney World. Daddy, The first thing a parent look into, they may not tell you the truth like your pastor is telling you. But no parent going to be sending you all over the world when you are a mean and hateful child. We can't even get you to wash dishes. You live in the house. You won't clean your own doggone room. So God is, the Bible is simple to understand. He wants us to be in agreement with him. What is an alignment? Just a few months ago, we have something called the eclipse. Am I still in the book? You see, what you call an eclipse is basically an alignment. The sun, the moon, the earth, everything line up. They're in alignment, and therefore we experience total eclipse. This step is very important. God wants you and me to align ourselves with his word. Your spirit, your soul, your body. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, put it this way. He said, beloved, I want you to present your body as a living sacrifice. Let me put it in plain English. Line up yourself with God's standards so I can bless your socks up. He said, this is your reasonable offering. Then he goes further to say in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he said, don't conform with this world. Guess what he's trying to tell you? Align yourself. The Bible is amazingly simple. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Translation, let there be an alignment, not just with your body, but with your mind. Are you still here? It is when we line up with God's plan and when we line up with God's purpose that he opened the windows of heaven and poured a blessing. And the Bible said there would not be enough room for you and I to receive. Trying to tell you the step that we need to take that has been ordered by the Lord that will position you and your children and your children's children. Long after you're dead and gone, the blessing will still be reigning in your life. Have you ever watched those who are in the game of gymnastics? Let me help our understanding. You see, a gymnast, that young girl that wants to get on the pole and do amazing things, the coach, his job is to make sure before he allows that young girl to be flipping on the pole, he wants to make sure, the coach wants to make sure that young girl is aligned with the pole. Not just her feet. That coach will be looking at that gymnast. Her head must line up with the pole. Her shoulder must line up with the pole. Her hips must line up. Every part of your body must line up with that pole before the coach would let you to flip. That's an alignment. Same thing with God. There is a blessing with your name on it. Say amen to that. It is when your thoughts and your words and your actions and your choices, all these things, when it line up with what God says, God will pour out blessings over your business. You will stand out among your peers. Somebody shout alignment. I can close my book and go home. I want everybody in this church to be blessed. How many of you drive automobile? Let me see your hand. Oh, praise the Lord. Just about. You know I'm blessed. I'm a blessed man. Most of my members have an automobile. But you see, your automobile will not ride good unless you take care of an alignment. some of us, we've driven some ugly automobile. And we've driven some automobile. I see my wife's just feeling sorry for me because she's having a flashback. If you are driving a car without an alignment, guess what? You're driving, you're trying to go this way, your car will be put in there. Don't look at your neighbor now. I'm talking from experience now. You try to drive, here's the road in front of you, but then the car is shaking. If your alignment is messed up, then your car will be vibrating. I hate poverty. I'm sorry, I can't take it. It is painful. I'm trying to tell you how important an alignment with God is. You don't want to be driving a car that is knocking on the highway. You might not make the journey. Alignment is very important. Unfortunately, I use natural things to illustrate supernatural. Unfortunately, too many Christian lives are bumping. We're all traveling on the highway of life. See, we're traveling on our way to heaven. That's why we say it's a highway to heaven. But don't just sing. I don't like you to just sing. Get understanding. On this journey, some of us Christians, our life is shaking. We can't even stay on the highway because the steering wheel is pulling. We need an alignment. Trying to help somebody. You know, when you fail to do an alignment, that's what happened. In addition to all the pulling, all the shaking, all the vibrating, all the knocking, consider the wear and tear on your tires. Are you all still here? Ladies and gentlemen, consider the life of your tire. You're going to need another tire very soon if you don't get an alignment. Consider the fuel economy. You burn more gas when your car has no alignment. That's the problem with many Christians. You're burning a lot of gas. on the highway of life. You're working 2-3 jobs and still have nothing to show for it. We need an alignment. Are you all still here this morning? When you get an alignment, oh, it's easy. Now, let me make a confession, but don't tell my wife. Sometimes when I have a good alignment on my automobile, I can let go of the steering wheel.
Go ahead now. All right. Let it go.
God is my witness. I will, because I trust my tires. All four of them are aligned. And man, I'll be jamming. And that car be cruising. You know why? Because my automobile has gone through an alignment.
That's good, sir.
I'm trying to suggest to you, my brothers, my sisters, we need to take this step. Too many people are born again, but they are not in alignment with God. You drive better when your car has gone through an alignment. Even safety is better assured. The reason why many of us are going through so much bad lucks and so much mishaps, so much sorrows and pain, is because our life is not in alignment with Almighty God. You know how we pray that kingdom come, that will be done? In order for his kingdom to come, your own will must go. Can you handle the truth? Please take note that there is a price to pay for an alignment. Have you ever been? I do my own alignment at a place called Firestone. No disrespect to my dealership. I don't have time. They take too much time. They get on my nerves. Time is money. So I go to, and then they make me sit down, and then I have to sign. Everybody coming in, oh, you the man on TV. Hey, can I get your signature? I don't have time to sit down all day waiting. So I go. They say we don't make this kind of preachers no more. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to suggest to you, whether you go to your dealership or whether you go to anywhere else, it's going to cost you. I don't know anywhere in Central Louisiana where you get an alignment for free. Please, if you know one, let me know. Oh, glory. The same thing with an alignment with Almighty God is going to cost you. Amen. To align yourself with God, some of the cause is what the Bible calls pruning. You got to be willing to allow God to prune you. It takes discipline. It takes commitment. Are you all still here this morning? There is a price to pay. Many of us, I just talked to you about anointing oil. As I'm going to teach about this on Sunday, but to have an oil, it goes through crushing. It's going to cost you. The problem with many Christians, we want something for nothing. Let me help all my young ladies on dating. Never give to any man. Hey, don't turn me up, you know. There is a cost. Even your time is what has value. Don't celebrate any man in your life who just want a free ride. So be willing to allow God to prune you. Amen, somebody. Be willing to discipline yourself. Be committed to the work of the ministry that he has called you. You don't serve God haphazardly and expect him to heal your body. The reason why Hezekiah got 15 more years. He called God to remembrance of his record. He said, I've been faithful. I've been serving you. It cost me. Remember that. And God gave him 15 more years. Amen, somebody. For the sake of time, let me give you a few more illustrations and let you go. Do you remember the encounter back there at the Garden of Gethsemane? If you know anything about the Bible, Jesus went there to do an alignment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is what I've been teaching you all month.
All right.
By the way, oh, man. Because I know my wife going to stop me. She don't want me to preach the old Bible one day. She said, take cut it short. You see, Jesus, when he was going to Gethsemane, he took three of his disciples. You remember that? James, Peter, and John. There's a lesson there. If you're going to align yourself with God, you can't take nobody with you. You wanna bring your buddies? No, God wants to deal with you one-on-one. You know what happened in that experience? When he went, he said, watch for me. Pray with me. Guess what those buddies were doing? By the way, there's another lesson there. You can tell who is not with you. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I have a lot of ministers. I'm a blessed man. A lot of associate ministers. Have a lot of deacons. A lot of deaconess. Probably more than in any church. But I know who is with me. You see how this thing works? The Bible is not complicated. They were sound asleep. Do you all hear me? Three times he came back. He shook them. Can you not watch with me? Just for 1 hour. You know why they are sleeping? Because they are not with you. So when it comes to pruning of the Lord, mama cannot do it for you. Daddy cannot do it for you. Are you all seeing? That's why at some point Jesus finally get it. He says, sleep on, dumbos. Just sleep on, just sleep. Just sleep on. I should have known I can't count on you. Sleep on. The Bible says he prayed three times. Brother Dickie, please notice, if Jesus had to pray three times to align himself with God, what about you and me? You know why I call it an alignment? When he was praying, his prayer is, Lord, there's got to be a way to get out of this. I don't like what I'm about to go through. You know, I told you pruning is a cost. You know, I told you being in alignment is going to cost you. There's a price. He realized they are going to whoop his behind. He realized they're going to mistreat him. He realized they're going to call him everything but a child of God. He realized they're going to humiliate him. He realized they're going to kill him. That's why he said, if it's possible. No, there's got to be another way we can save this knucklehead. But you know, alignment comes when he said, not my will. Thy will be done. The essence of my message to you all, if you really want to open the floodgates of heaven and allow God to bless your success, you got to get to a point of alignment in your life that you say, Lord, not my will. Even if it means I will lose my name. Even if it means I will lose my friends. Even if it means they're going to mock me. Even if it means they're going to laugh at me. That will be done. Even it means I won't fit in among all the preachers in town. Even if it means I will be rejected and be persecuted and be called everything but a child of God. Alignment will cause you to say, that will be done. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge all of you today, in addition for you being saved, in addition for you being filled with the Holy Ghost, align your life with God. I see so many of you speaking in tongues, but you have nothing going on in your life. That's an embarrassment to God. And he's waiting on you. He said, you got this other gift. Why not line up your life so I can bless you? Let me end on this note, because I know you all want to go get some chicken. The truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is a classic example for us. He realized he could do without John. He could do without Peter. He could do without James. But he cannot do without God. The same thing with you and me. You cannot do without God. Everything else in this world, you can do without. I got to give credit to the Baptists again. I don't always agree with them, but they get it right this time. You know when they say, take this whole world and give me Jesus. Take this whole world and give me Jesus. You see, what they're saying is that I can do it without everything else. But I cannot do without God. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, when you align yourself with God, you begin to see a great move of God. A lot of what you are praying about, I'm about to mess your religion up. A lot of what you're praying about, it's already done. The only holdup is you. God is waiting for you to align yourself with God. You remember the day of Pentecost. I'm trying to stop. Oh, Lord, help me. You see, preachers will want you to think they were waiting on God. No, God was waiting on them. Can you handle real deep theology? That's right, preacher. God was there before they got there. God was waiting on them to be in one place, with one mind, in one accord. And when they were aligned, that's an alignment, all of a sudden, the Spirit of God descend. Some of you, you're struggling in many areas because even you're not even aligned with your own self. Your spirit, your soul, and your body, they're not on the same page. You can't even bless your own self. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I remember the Lord told me, he said, when you begin to teach at this level, my friend, Brother Creflo was alluding to that. He said, you're going to lose a lot of friends. And that's exactly what happened to me. My invitations dropped. My honorarium dropped. But I gained everything. Brothers, sisters, what you and I need is an alignment with God. On the day of Pentecost, when the folks were on one page, with one mind, in one accord, bam! Suddenly, the blessings come. Remember, I was telling this woman of God, I said, explain this to me. The sister from Nacogdoches, Sister Precious. I said, I came to your city. God is my witness. You ask her. I said, I spent my heart and money to conduct a crusade, and none of them showed up. You talk about pain. Some of you, you see the glory, but you don't know my story. You have no clue. Amen. I spent thousands of dollars. God is my witness. I saw a community here that is dry. Pastor Jovian, I said, we got to do better here. I began to bring musicians and comedians. Lost all my money. My own family rejected me. Are you crazy? Why are you trying to help people that won't help themselves? But I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you will take this step called an alignment with God, everything you've lost, God will restore. Everything the locusts have stolen, everything the cankerworm have stolen. Are you listening to me? God is a God of restoration. I got to stop. Do you get the message? I know I didn't who. Because Psalms 133 says, behold, how good and pleasant, thank you, my sister, for brethren to dwell together. That's alignment. Not only do we need an alignment with God, we need an alignment with one another. Amen. Look at the mess going on in Washington. Guess what's missing? No alignment. Look at what's going on in Baton Rouge. Guess what's missing? No alignment. Look at your city hall. Hey, don't turn me off. How can the city grow when there is no alignment? The Bible says, wherever there is alignment, verse 3, Psalms 133 says, there the Lord commands the blessing. That's right, Pastor Kofi. That's where we command blessing. I can tell you if you're not blessed, why? Listen, every mayor, every councilman, every governor, every state senator, represent, whatever you call yourself, hear the word of the Lord. Let unity for a chance reign in this country. And what God bless us beyond measure. It is frustrating when you're trying to dig a well and people are coming behind it and putting stones to it. That's why I get passionate about some of these issues. We need an alignment with Almighty God. Say amen to that. We need an alignment as a nation. Say amen to that. Louisiana is destined for greatness. The only thing missing, an alignment. Even in your life, in your marriage, the blessing will not flow. If you husband and wife, you're not in alignment, I don't care how pretty you look. You got it? Okay, everybody stand. I got to stop. I want us to pray. Find somebody next to you. Hold their hands. Yes, Lord. Thank God for alignment. Amen. In fact, one of the preachers, come here. Any of you preachers, come. Don't be scared, I won't hurt you. Sometimes I think about it, but you know, it's good to be delivered. God bless you. I want to hold my wife's hand. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Come on, if you don't mind praising his name, can we just lift up our hands as we call his name? Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Jesus, we lift your name. Holy Spirit, come now and dwell in us. Move by your Spirit in this place, Jesus. Move by your Spirit in this place, Jesus. And I praise, it's shifting the atmosphere. from breakthrough and healing. It's shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed, and every chain is broken. It's shifting the atmosphere. And it's breaking. How worship is, it's shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Yeah. From breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. It's shifting. It's shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. And every chain is broken. As it's shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
See, it's moving. It's
breaking.
Hey God, we worship you now, Jesus.
say, worship your name. We worship your name. We worship your holy name. Y'all help me worship him. Say, worship your name. Worship your name.
In sin, you're gonna walk out here. If you walked in bound, you're gonna walk out free. Cause just the mention of his name, just the mention of his name, just the mention of his name, everything can change, everything can change. If you walked in heavy, you're gonna walk out. If you walked in weary, you're gonna be alright. It's just a mention of his name.
Just a mention of his name.
Just a mention of his name.
Everything can change. Everything can change. If you walked in.